What's up, everybody? Mr. Hey Vicious here. Now, this video, part of this video, is going to be a shout out to Orange Tango. Hey, man. When we were chatting in the comments section of my last video, yeah, I mentioned that, you know, I had HIV or something like that. I don't have any diseases, buddy, but, you know, I'm the kind of person that likes to crack, you know, awful jokes like that. You know what I mean? You know, you're going to see that a lot from me. You're going to see me joking around, and I'm a silly person. If you know me, and you look at my other videos, sometimes I could be pretty silly. But no, Orange Tango, I'm okay, but what you said in the comments section, I know you have my back, and you have other MGTOWs, you know, backs as well. You're a true brother. And I know you have, what you said in there, I know you have my back. So, giving a shout out to Orange Tango, and if you guys haven't subscribed to his channel, you better hurry up and go over to his channel and subscribe, because he has some good content in there. He really does. And he's a true brother, man. So, I heard, Orange, you had a couple of questions you were trying to ask me. You said if I'm close to Zangatti. I thought you meant, you know, we lived close to each other. I replied, not anymore, but because I live in the next city over now, but close as friends, or I think that's what you meant, but I spoke to him a couple of times, but, you know, we talked here and there once in a while, but I wouldn't say we're close friends, you know what I mean? We know of each other, you know, we pretty much have a same mindset. We're both MGTOWs, and he is a MGTOW brother. But people bug me all the time. Hey, when are you and Zangatti gonna do a video together, a MGTOW video? I'm just like, I don't know, man. It'll probably never happen. I'm always working. I don't know what his schedule's like, but well, yeah, it would be pretty cool. Everyone wants to see us shoot guns together. But I don't know if that's gonna ever happen, but it would be cool though. So there's that question that you asked me. I don't know if you have any other questions, you know, just write in the comment section of this video. But seriously, guys, go over to his channel. He's a true MGTOW brother, Orange Tango, and go subscribe to his channel, because he has some good content. Now that aside, you know, I had to give Orange Tango a shout out there. We need more brothers like you in the community. Now, for my next part topic in this video, it's about love. Now, I don't know why people fall for it, but it just doesn't exist. It's dead. I mean, and these fucking women, they just can't settle the fuck down. I'm gonna try and keep this video short and sweet, but something bothered me. You know, all week. This bothered me all week. And I went on a mobile. And I guess they had Kate, her husband had came to the shop. I saw him come to the shop, make an appointment for tomorrow, for, you know, for the next day to go do the windshield at his house. So the next day comes by, I roll up to this house, and the wife is the only one home. The husband's at work. So I do the windshield, she invites me in the house. I'm like, no thanks, ma'am, I'll just stand out here. She's like, no, come in. Here, I got a Coke for you. So she gave me a Coca-Cola, big deal. And then I was just looking around, and then, because she was gonna go get her credit card, and I was looking around, I saw this picture of her and her husband, like if they were walking away, holding hands and kissing each other. And I'm just like looking at that, looking at other pictures of her sitting on his lap and all this shit. And then when she gave me her credit card and I called it in, she was a little flirty with me, okay? And normally I don't like to go inside anyone's house, any customer's house, especially if it's a woman that's married and she's alone. I don't like that. I don't like that at all, because what if the husband walks in there? He's gonna start thinking. He'll think that something's going on between us. But This girl, though, she had me come in and I had the door open, but she made me shut the door. Yeah, and then I was like, what the hell is going on here? Then when I was giving the credit card information over the phone, at the same time, while I'm on the phone, she was stroking my hair a little bit. She's like, I like your hair. I was like, thanks. And then after I got off the phone, I handed over the credit card information, she rubs my shoulder a little bit while we were talking. And that made me a little it didn't make me uncomfortable, but it made me a little upset. Okay? And I'm looking at the house, it's a huge, beautiful house. And this man out there that she's with is out there busting his ass and taking care of her. She doesn't have a job, she's just a little housewife, probably spends the husband's money. And I did look at the credit card, it had a man's name on it. It wasn't her name. But that got me a little upset, a little bit. And people, you know, I kept this story to myself because I know everyone at the shop would give me some shit. They'd be like, man, why didn't you go for it? I would have hit it. I would have took 10 minutes. Like, fuck it. I, for one, I don't step on people's toes. I don't do that. So I had to get out of there real fast. Real fast. You know, the neighbors could call, because this happened to one of my installers one time. They did go in the house. This woman was married, and the husband wasn't there. He was at work. So one of the neighbors, nosy-ass neighbors, calls the husband, and then the husband calls one of our techs, because I guess he called the wife to ask for directions, and then so the husband calls the wife, and the wife gave the number, my text number, to him, to the husband, and then the husband ripped my tech a new one. He was yelling and screaming. He's like, what were you doing in the house with my wife, you motherfucker, and this and that. See, that's why I don't go into people's houses. And this girl probably cheated on this guy in the past, and that's probably why he was concerned. And that's probably why he's having the nosy neighbor spy on the girl. But that upset me a little bit, because I'm looking around, you know, these pictures of her and her husband together. They looked real happy. So I started thinking, I was like, maybe love does exist. Maybe she's the unicorn. And sure enough, the way she was touching my shoulder, well, you have a good day, okay? And then stroking my hair, uninvitedly stroking my hair. Oh, I like your hair. She wanted me to make a move. She wanted me to make a move. I did not want to do anything. Who the hell does that? What woman does that? A married woman does that to another man. That made me upset, because I thought maybe she was a unicorn. And I thought maybe good relationships are out there. And love does exist. It turns out, I'm always right. Love doesn't exist. This is why I don't get married. This is why I don't get into relationships. And what happened this week too, I went and did a mobile service job at the bank. That's not too far from where I live. And this truck pulls up. No tinted windows, nothing. You clearly see what's going on in the car, in the truck, in the small pickup truck. There was a guy and a woman, you know, getting real handsy with each other. I mean, like they were gonna get ready to fuck right then and there. It was in the drive-through ATM, where you drive up to it. Yeah, I guess he was pulling out money, and then at the same time they were making out and getting and this and that. That wasn't the show. I was sitting back and watching what they're fucking doing. Maybe I'll see a tit or something. But no, that wasn't the show. There's this little side street right there. Her boyfriend happened to go through that side street and saw her. Saw this girl cheating on him with another man. And you go, I still remember the name Angelica. he comes out, makes a big old turn, goes in, and he goes, what the fuck, Angelica, you fucking skank, you fucking slut, you piece of shit. He's all, the moment you get home, you pack your shit, you get the fuck out of my house, motherfucker. All this shit that I've done for you, you fucking ungrateful hoe, this is what you do? Fuck you, motherfucker. And then he drives off, And that was that, because the security guard was already coming out and told everyone to leave. So they both leave, but that guy was spat out all crazy. I was like, love, it doesn't exist. I was like, this is why I am MGTOW, I was all saying to myself. Holy fucking shit, man. I can't tell you how many times I've seen another woman. Especially that one time when I went to go meet this... Well, I was supposed to go meet this girl in the jack-off room over at the adult bookstore. Before she even came in, I saw her. She was dressed up all sexy and shit, like if she was going out. She had the white high heels on. She had... It was weird, too. She had the white fishnet. Yeah, she had the white fishnet stockings, and she had the white dress. So she gets out of the car looking sexy, walking, and then her husband pulls up. All like, you fucking skank, what the fuck are you doing here? I know exactly what you're doing. You're gonna go fuck one of those guys back there, you fucking sick bitch. And they're all yelling and screaming at each other. Finally, the manager came out. He's a big guy, real big dude, looking like a sumo wrestler shit. He's like, hey, yo, you two motherfuckers, get the fuck off my lot. And they both did. But it just doesn't exist. And she told me she was single. Turns out she had a husband. I spoke to her the next day on the internet, and she's like, yeah, I'm sorry for lying at you like that, but I was like, yeah, I can imagine what else you're lying about. You probably have an STD or something that you're passing on to me, for all I know. But, and all those other girls that I met in the stalls, I knew this was going to happen one day. The husband was going to catch up with one of them. And after that, I was done. Fucking around in those places. Like, no, we're gonna do it my way. We're gonna go get our hotel room, because I don't want women to know where I live. You know, what if she falls in love? What if she gets too attached to me? And if I say no to her, because you know she sees all my resources and stuff that she can take, and then if I say no to her, she can come back and slash my tires. She can throw a rock through my window. Anything can happen. This is why I won't let them know where I live, unless they're a real good friend of mine. I haven't had a fuck buddy in like since last year. Sucks. Hell, and even she found a boyfriend, and that didn't last very long either. You know, love just doesn't exist. It's just lust. There's nothing but lust here. I just wish these women would just straight up tell us, I don't want no relationship. I want, let's have our relationship open. You know what I mean? Come on. But you know, then they miss out on the thrill of getting caught. You know what I mean? Then it's no fun, and then the thrill of getting caught, you know, is not there anymore. But that woman had everything. This guy provided for her and everything. That made me kind of mad. Because I thought maybe love did exist. It doesn't. Not anymore. You know, I look at my grandparents, my mom and dad. My grandparents, both my mom and my dad's side, their parents stuck together. And my dad used to tell me, he's like, yeah, your grandmother literally loved your grandpa very much, and his kids. So back in those days, I could see that. But nowadays, women are just so fucking loose. It's not even fucking funny. Couldn't believe it, man. This is why I don't go inside a house with a married woman all by herself. This is why I don't do it. But she kept on, get in here, come on. Here, I got a couple sodas for you. All right. But yeah, I'm not gonna fucking do that again. Fuck that shit. It's weird how women can touch us whenever they fucking feel like it, but when it's reversed, it's a big fat fucking no-no. Ridiculous. Should have sent her to jail just like I did that other bitch in Florida. Oh, she sexually assaulted me. Well, you know, whatever. Yeah, I keep telling people get in relationships, like, love is gone. I was like, do you know where your girlfriend is at right now? She's probably messing around with somebody else. You never know. There's one guy that used to work with us. He was married to this one chick, and he left his friend. And he left his friend home. At home, alone, with her. I was like, and the guys in the back are like, $100, Cam, it's like $100 that his wife over here, Ben's wife over here, is cheating on him right now, on Ben right now, with Ben's friend. Because them two are alone together in the house while he's at work. He's like, do you think that's happening? I was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, they are fucking right now. Sure enough, he did catch them. It was fucking hilarious. And everyone's like, listen to Cam, man. Listen to him, man. He's never wrong. He knows female dark nature, man. Listen to him. My money's on Cameron, man. And sure enough, he gave us the news. Yeah, my wife is cheating on me. You were right. It's like, fuck yeah, I'm right. Women can't settle down. They can't. But anyway, I always say this is going to be a short video, but it winds up being a long one. But anyway. So yeah, you guys subscribe. Go to Orange Tango's channel and subscribe to him, because he's a very good MGTOW brother. We need him to have all of our backs, and we will have the same. We will do the same for him to have his back too. So, until next time, I'm Mr. Ambitious, signing off.